Cubi lento, night of May 2021, years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, our tafsir from the Faculty of Engineering at Madrid University is continuous from the 66th ayah of Surah Al-Zal. Ustaz Abdul Mumin Yaqub will recite the Holy Quran for us, while our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Al-Qadim will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم تقلب وجوههم في النار يقولون يا ليتنا أطعنا الله وأطعنا الرسولا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، إهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق، الخاتم لما سبق، ناصر الحق بالحق، الهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم، وعلى آله حق قدره والدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. يوم تقلب وجوههم في النار يقولون يا ليتنا أطعنا الله وأطعنا الرسولا. Allah Ta'ala is telling us the state of these people that are munafiq, the state of these people that are causing problems in the city and are trying to create problems instead of being part of the system that will bring peace. Finally, they will end up in hell. When they are in hell, this is what they will be saying. يَوْمَ تُكَلَّمُ وُجُهُهُمْ فِي النَّارِ. The day that Allah will make it that their face in hell will be turned the way you turn roasted meat. That's how their face will be turned continuously in hell. They will say, يَا لَيْتَنَا أَطَعْنَا اللَّهَ وَأَطَعْنَا الرَّسُولَ. يَا لَيْتَنَا. Why it that we were obedient and we were obedient to Allah and His Messenger. This is what they will be saying. Today, we are asked to obey Allah, obey the Messenger. وَمَنْ يُتِئِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ. Anybody that obeys Allah and the Messenger, definitely the reward is much, like Allah is going to tell us in the verse that is going to follow. So let all try. When Allah says, do something, we do it. When Rasulullah says, do something, we do it. And as much as possible, let's not be those that are used to create problems in society. Whenever there is a problem in society, let's face our own business and let's not be part of the problem. If you are part of the problem, we don't know where that problem will go. Whatever goes out of that problem, then all the evil in it, you have a share in it. Prophet used to say that this person is fortunate that Allah has made him to be the door of blessing. And this person is unfortunate that Allah has made him to be the door of evil. Whoever is the door of blessing, all that blessing on the day of judgment, he will have a share in it. Whoever is the door of evil, all that evil on the day of judgment, he will have a share in it. This is what they are saying. Ya laytana atana Allah wa atana Rasulah. Why it that we're able to obey, show obedience to Allah and show obedience to the Prophet ﷺ. Today, you have the chance to do that, do it, not later on in life.
وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّا أَطَعْنَا سَادَتَنَا وَكُبَرَاءَنَا فَأَطَعْنَا تضلون السبيلا.
وقالوا ربنا إنا أطعنا سادتنا وكبراءنا فأضلونا سبيلا. تبارك وتعالى is telling us what is the problem of this food. They will be telling Allah. وقالوا ربنا, they will say, oh our Lord, إنا أطعنا, we were obeying سادتنا, our leaders, وكبراءنا, and our big people, فأضلنا سبيلا. And they were the ones that led us astray on the road. Here today, there are people that all the time they are following people that are not people of Allah. Like we are going to see still in this surah before it ends. If you look at human beings, they are always among them leaders. They are also among them big people. The leaders are the ones that are in charge of affairs. Like we have governors, we have presidents, we have ministers. Then you have the big men. These ones are the ones that are in charge of their wealth. You have rich men, they are wealthy. All these people, they are the ones that commandeer what goes on in society. And you also have leaders that are representing the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, like the ulama, like the sheikhs, like the ustaz and all those. All these people, they are the ones that the whole of the society depends on. Whereas the man that is intelligent knows that he came to this world to worship Allah. If Allah has given him what he's going to eat, he will find, where is this sheikh that I can find, that I will follow him. Whatever of Allah I hear, I walk with it. There are those, even though they have what they are going to eat, they want more out of greed. They want more out of trying to show up. They want more out of trying to show a fake kind of life. They follow those that are rich. And when you go to the people that are rich, then you also have to follow their own ways of life. Or they want position so that they can be seen that they are holding this big position. So what do? They also look for people that are holding bigger positions that will be able to influence them to have these other positions. If you go to them, you also have to follow their own way of life. That's why we are seeing here, they are telling Allah, forgive us. It's not our fault. Inna ata'na sadatana wa kubara'ana fa'dalluna sabina. We are following these our leaders, these our big people. They are the ones who made us to do this. Allah said, is it not that the Prophet came to you and gave me the message? In another place, they will be asking, atim difamil al-azabi. Oh Allah, give them double punishment. Because they are the one who led us astray. Then the angels will say, no, likullin dayf, all of you are going to have double punishment, because just like they led you astray, you led others astray. Always, when you are being led by a righteous person and you follow him diligently, you too are going to be a leader of righteous people. The same way, when you are being led by people of the world, even if you don't have any part of it at the end, you're also going to be leaders of people of the world tomorrow. So a person following a rich man will also end up being a small rich man. A one that is following these people of big position, he too will end up getting a small position. He too will also going to come go to his job. So let us all take our time now. What do we want to do? If you already have what you are eating and you are healthy, don't still try to go to excesses. No, I want to have this kind of car. I want to have this kind of houses. I want to live in this area. No, this area I'm living in is for poor people. I want to graduate to a higher place. Which higher place? Anything you are seeing in this world, if it's human beings you are seeing, know that what you are seeing are all dead people. Anybody who comes here in the next 50 years, people that you will meet here, most of us will not be among them. In the next 50 to 70 years, if anybody is still alive among these children here, he will find out that the people that he's dealing with, and most of us are not among them. So most of us, as we are now, we are dead people. The buildings you are seeing now, come back in the next 60 years, most of them you will not see them. The same buildings that you are seeing now, if you go to your town, any building that was there in the past 60, 70 years, it's either it has been broken down, another one in its place, or it's no more the one. So what is it that you are looking for? But if you go to where Salah is being said, 1,000 years ago, the way it is being said is still the way it is being said today. The way the ulamas are talking 1,000 years ago is still the way they are talking today. The way those of them that are living to Allah 1,000 years ago is still the way they are living today. Why don't you follow what is permanent to you? May Allah forgive all of us.
ربنا آتهم ضعفين من العذاب والعنهم لعنا كثيرا
ربنا آتهم ضعفين من العذاب والعنهم لعنا كثيرا The same people that are just now saying that these ones are our leaders. These ones are our big people. Look at what they are telling Allah. Oh Allah, these ones are the ones that led us astray. Rabbana, oh our Lord, add him the criminal azab. We are receiving punishment. This one, give them double punishment. Wal anhum la'anan kaseera. Oh Allah, cause them. Plenty of cause. Cause them a lot. They are the ones who create all this problem for us. You can see today, you see somebody in big position, one politician causing the other ones. The same way we see today in this world. Or you see one big person, wealthy person, trying to undercut the other wealthy person. This is what is going to happen in the hereafter. When they say that, Allah will also say, لِكُلِّنْ دَيْفٍ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ Where anytime you ask that they should curse your leader, you too you'll be cursed, because you are also leader to some people. So all of us, let us be very careful. That's why Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, in his prayer, he used to say, وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّكِينَ إِمَامًا Allah, make us to be leaders of the people of piety, not any person. Because if you are leader of bad people, then it is not correct. So don't just hope to be a leader, but be a leader of righteous people. And you cannot be a leader of righteous people except you yourself you are righteous. Then those that have inclination to righteousness will look for you. They will seek for you and follow you. Because Allah has said, What tabi sabila man anaba ilayya. Those that have already taken their recourse to come and meet us, they are the ones that you should follow. Because when you ask young, what do you want to be in life? I want to be an engineer. How can I be an engineer? So go to Ahmad Bello University. There's faculty of engineering there. You'll be an engineer. When you have already become an engineer, you wouldn't be going to university to learn engineering. You'll be practicing it. So the same thing, somebody that has already inclination to be righteous, Allah will show him a righteous person and will follow him. But if your inclination is to be castigating people, Allah will also show you people that are castigators and you go and follow them. If your inclination is to sit close to Allah, to be making zikr so that you can purify yourself, Allah will also show you those kind of people. Allah knows what is in your heart. Inna Allah alimun bizati sudur. He knows exactly the state of your mind. What you want is what you'll get. Walladhina jahadu fina lanahdiyannahum subulana. Whoever fights in our cause, those who will show them again our own paths to follow. So may Allah make us to be among those that follow the path of Allah.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تكونوا كالذين آذوا موسى فبرأه الله مما قالوا وكان عند الله وجيها
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تكونوا كالذين آذوا موسى فبرأه الله مما قالوا وكان عند الله وجيها Allah تبارك وتعالى is now warning us. The surah is coming to a close. All he has been teaching us from the beginning of this surah, telling us that the Prophet himself should be the leaders of those that fear Allah. And he's calling us to fear Allah. Most importantly, the dignity of the Prophet should be upheld as much as possible. We should rally around the Prophet. Whatever he asks us to do, we should do it. If we see anything coming to touch the Prophet, let it touch us. Not the Prophet. It is coming to an end now. Wherever you are, there will always be the hypocrites. There will always be the kuffar. There will always be those that don't intend well. Be very careful. Listen well and follow what is good. الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ
So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is now calling all the mu'min. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu. Oh you that you believe. La takunu kallazina azaw Musa fabarrahu Allahu mimma qalu. Do not be among those that cause harm and injury to Prophet Moses. And the Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala at the end freed him of all the accusation. Wa kana indallahi wajiha. And even Moses, he is not a small person before Allah. Wa kana indallahi, with Allah wajiha, he is one that commands respect. He is one that is highly dignified before Allah. Here, and even Musa himself, he used to say, Ya bani Israel, lima tuzunani. Okay, ya kawmi, lima tuzunani, wa katalamuna anni rasulullah ilaykum. Oh my people, why is it that you like to injure me? You cause injury to me. I ask you to do something you don't do. Go and fight so that you can enter the city Allah has given to you. Izhab, anta wa rabbuka faqatila, inna hahuna qa'idun. They would look at their prophet. You say Allah has power to do everything. If that is the case, why do we have to go and fight? You and Allah, go and fight. When you will, we enter the city. For over 40 years, yatihuna fil ard. Because they refused to follow him, Musa, for 40 years, they were in the bush, going around one place. One place. They are trying to enter the city, they don't want to fight. They will go, and they said, the city is there. By the time they come, they find out that where they left yesterday is where they returned to. During this time, because Annabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is a man of Allah, his karam, his mujiza was showing. Because they are people of evil, their evil was showing. For these 40 years, their clothes did not get old. The same cloth they are wearing. Then, from the sky, Allah was sending manna and salwa to them. Roasted bread and bread that is very sweet. That's what they are, and that's what they are eating. But for that 40 years, they are just walking, wandering in the bush. They didn't know where they are going. So if you are with a bad person, no matter how good you are, you share in his evil. He too, you share in your goodness. Then there is another situation where Anim Musa, after he has already delivered them from Fir'aun, then they came, they met people who are worshipping idol. Ij'allana alihan kama allahum aliha. We see these people are worshipping idol. Why don't you also give us our own idol? Prophet, asking a prophet to give you an idol, this is the height of abuse. All this for these people that we are calling Jews to live, but there is nothing they didn't have not done to their own prophets. If they tell you that he met people 1,000 in the room, they have done nothing and he killed all of them, believe they can do worse than that. Another time, Anabi Musa is a prophet of Allah who is very shy. Even his own body, he doesn't look at his body because of his shyness of Allah. Then the average Bani Israel, they go to the stream to bath, and they normally bath naked. They will enter the water and bath naked. With this, he does not go and bath with them. He will wait when everybody is no more in the stream, and he will go alone, and he will bath, and he will come out. They say, why is it that Musa always is not trying to bath where we are bathing? Kai, he must have some ailment in his body or some defect in his body. So I'm saying, no, he has hydrocele, this big thing that is with the scrotum. See, that's what he has. He has a defect. That's why he doesn't want anybody to see it. Then they were saying it all over. This man, you are pulled up for me. He has hydrocele. His body, there are some things in it. Don't you see? He doesn't allow anybody to come close to where he's bathing. They were saying all this. This particular one, Allah is saying, فَبَرَّهُ اللَّهُ مِمَّا قَالُوا. Then Allah freed him of what they accused him of. One day, Moses alayhi salatu wasalam went to bath in the stream. When he goes, wherever he goes, there is this big stove that he normally heats if there is need for water to drink, and who will drink from it? The stone normally follows him out. So when he gets to the place, he took his off the dress and put on the stone. When he finished bathing, for him to take his stone, the stone started growing. Then Anil Musa took his staff, said, stone, wait for me. Wait, my dress, stone. He continued, the stone refused to stop. Until it came to pass where the children of Israel, he was holding his stick in the right hand and his left hand to cover his nakedness. So by the time he passed and the stone now stopped and he took his dress that he wear, then they saw he was a very fine person, a very handsome person. So then they now knew that there is no way he could have had hydrocell and then one hand can cover it. And out of Ananias, and then Musa took his staff and hit the stone. Why did he do this? And they were only 5 cracks from just one hitting. So all this, Allah is telling us, we should protect the dignity of the Prophet as much as possible. Not only are we asked to make salati on him continuously, because it is that way Allah will take us from darkness, Allah will take us from darkness to light. Every time we have been taken from the darkness to light, another darkness to light, like that continuously. Look at what the Jews did to Moses. We should not be part of those that will do it to our Prophet. We should try our best to dignify the Prophet. That's why the ulama, any hadith that talks about dignity of the Prophet, they don't like questioning it. They don't like saying, they try to, immediately if it's talking about the Prophet, they are very careful. So let us all be very careful with regards to the dignity of the Prophet. If we see anybody talking against the Prophet, like this Orientalist, oh, he married as such and such, oh, this is what he does, he always goes to war, all this. Quickly, we should try to avoid being party of what they are saying. Let's not allow ourselves to be taken over by the people that don't love the Prophet, and we even listen to what they are saying about the Prophet. If we must stay there, then let's close our ears to what they are saying. If we don't have to stay there, then we don't stay there.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. الله تبارك وتعالى is not telling us. Most of the sin that is committed by a man starts from his tongue. This tongue, ulama said, kalil jarmi kathir jarmi. It's a very tiny organ, but it can commit a lot of sin. So if anything should be kept in prison, it is the tongue. There is already 2 gates that is closing it. Before you open it, be very careful. The teeth is like you have an iron gate, then the lip is another door, all this protecting the tongue. When you bring it out to talk, know what you are saying. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah, oh you that you believe, this is the second one now. Fear Allah, obey Allah, be conscious of Allah. Waqulu, when you have to stop, what should you say? Qawlan sadida, statements that are straight, are upright statement, are correct statement. Don't just talk anything from your mouth. Yes, human beings enjoy talking, but there is nothing that is better than silence if you don't have anything reasonable to say. So Allah is telling us here, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah wa qulu qawlan sadida. We should always learn to say what is upright and what is correct. Rasulullah used to warn, Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyakul khayran aw liyasmut. Is this person, if you believe in Allah and hereafter, then say what is good or keep quiet. And in all that you say in this world, there is nothing better than La ilaha illallah. Somebody who is talking from morning to evening is seeing a fault in people that are just gathering to say La ilaha illallah for 30 minutes. Do you see this? He is really talking rubbish from his mouth since morning. But he's seen the fault of people who are just sitting down to say La ilaha illallah. But he has been talking rubbish now. If not, sit down and weigh, what did you say from morning till afternoon? What is important? What is up to La ilaha illallah? Wallahi, these people that are going about stopping people from doing wazifa, stopping people from doing zikr, if they don't stop it, they will not die as Muslims. wallahi, they will not die as Muslims. If they don't repent and they don't stop, wallahi, they will not die as Muslims. They should get it right into their head. Allah does not play with anybody. People are calling the name of Allah, and you are telling him what he's saying, he should stop it. Cool. Huh? Allah is saying, Kulu Kaulan Sadida. Whatever you say must be a correct statement. If they ask you, what is he saying? You say, no, that's not what you mean. What did you meet him saying that you want him to stop? But you go about in your group, you are saying whatever you want to say, nonsense and rubbish that you want to say. Whatever you are saying that is not lying, I'm not. Allah kulli shayin ma hal Allah batin. Whatever is not Allah you are talking about, is nonsense. That's why the Prophet, he has warned all of us. If we must say something from our mouth, let it be something that is good. If it's not good, let us keep quiet. Then the best thing you can say, Abdul ma kultuhu. This is what the Prophet said. He said, the best thing I have said, kultuhu, he said, kultuhu. The best thing I have said, and I want to be in an incomplete, me and the prophets before me, la ilaha illallah. Is this what? La ilaha illallah. So say it a lot. Anybody who wants to stop you from saying it, don't agree. You are not using his mouth, it's your own mouth that you are using. May Allah forgive all of us.
Yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما.
يسلي لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. الله تبارك وتعالى is now telling us, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يسلي لكم أعمالكم. Whoever is always saying the correct thing, like we have said now, all that most of your talk in a day is zikr of Allah, is salati of the Prophet, is istighfar. Let this dominate most of the things you say in a day, or recitation of the Quran. Let this be the thing that dominate most of the things you say in a day. Yuslih lakum a'malakum. Then Allah Himself will make your work riotous. Any work you do, even if you did not do it well because of weakness, Allah will make it to be a righteous work. وَيَقْرِ لَكُمْ زُنُوبَكُمْ. Anything you commit thereafter, Allah will forgive you. وَمَنْ يُتِئِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Whoever obeys Allah and obeys His Prophet, this person, don't ask. فَكَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَزِيمًا. He has indeed profited, such a profit that is so great. Allah has said that He has attained prosperity. So all of us, let's try to always say what is good from our mouth, so that Allah will make our work riotous. If you must say something, tell the truth. Talking against people, let it not be your work. Abusing people, let it not be your work. Saying la ilaha illallah, let it be your work. Saying Allahumma say la sayyidina Muhammad, let it be your work. Making istighfar, let it be your work. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, akbar, let it be your work. If you are entering the market, tasbih. If you are going about anywhere, tasbih. When you have time, you sit down, make kalima shahada. All these things, let it be what dominates us. And have time that you recite Quran every day. So that at least in the day, it don't be that you don't have up to 10 to 15 minutes that you are reciting Quran in the daytime and in the night time. All these things we teach, Allah will make your work riotous, and then He will make you to attain prosperity that is so big.
إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا.
إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا. الله تبارك وتعالى is now telling us, humankind, look at this. The biggest thing in this world Allah has provided on you. inna radna al-amanata ala as-samawati wal-ardi wal-jibali. Allah said, I took trust and I displayed it before the firmament, and I displayed it before the earth, and I put it forward before the mountains, despite the expanse of the galaxies of all the firmaments, despite the expanse of the earth, despite the strength of the mountain. I showed them the trust, and I asked, who among you can hold this trust? فَأَبَيْنَا أَنْ يَحَمِلْنَهَا. Say, oh Allah, if it is not that you have given us compulsorily, thank you, we cannot hold it. They told Allah, we cannot take it. The human being, as weak as he is, فَحَمَلْهَا الْإِنسَانِ. Man said, I can take it. Why? إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. Because man, he is oppressive to himself and he is ignorant. Here, what is this trust? The ulama, they said, the trust is 5 times daily prayer, zakah, fasting, hajj, all the shari'ah of Islam, the sharia, the whole of it. This is what Allah means by amani, the trust that he has given. Yes, but there is still more than that. Let us ask ourselves, even us here, what do we normally call trust that is so big that everybody is seeing that this person cannot carry, but he will go and carry? What is it? Leadership. Leadership. Anytime it is time, somebody will say, I want to be governor, I want to be president, I want to be this. And you know that the work this thing takes is not a small one. Whereas we see some leaders who try to do their work well, within 1 or 2 years, all their hair has become gray. We see some that don't even know about the work, they are getting another fatter. Because the trust Allah is talking about here is Khalifa to Uzma, is the Khalifa to be Khalifa of Allah. Wa hamala insan here, mankind that took this trust is Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. The trust, when Allah gave it, all the firmaments, including all the angels. Oh Allah, we, the way you created us, all the acts, Alam tara anna Allah lahu man fis samawati wa man fil ardi wa shamsu wal qamaru wal nujumu wal jibalu wal shajaru wal dawab wa kathiru minan nas. Allah said, don't you see everything in the firmament are prostrating to Allah? They are making tasbih continuously, involuntarily. He said, Allah, that is enough for us. In another place, Allah said, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشيا متصديا من خشية الله. If we were to give this Quran that we are seeing now, and we make it that it is on a mountain, we brought it down, you will see the mountain, out of fear, will break into pieces. This Quran that you see a child today will memorize and he will carry it on his head. If it's a mountain that we send it to, you see the mountain out of fear will break it to pieces. Min khashyatillah, out of fear of Allah. Here, the amana that Allah has given us is not a small amana. But what Allah normally does is that he knows all of us are not competent in holding it. He will choose somebody that is one of our best to go to the front and hold it for us, and the rest of us to support him, so that he himself is able to find the strength to do it. Here, the whole creation, the Khalifa to Uthman is on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He is the one that is holding the whole amana, and all other creations are following him in it. The example of it is always what we see. When they go to the Salah, there has to be an imam. The imam is the one holding the trust of Salah. That's why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if we are going to pray, let the one that knows the Quran most be in the front. If you find 2 people, all of them, they know Quran, then the one that is older in religion should be in the front. They said, by the time you say your prayer, Allah will look at the imam and accept your prayer. If when he looks at the imam and he does not see that there is fighting in the heart of the Imam, he will look in the first row, in the second row. If he finds anybody that in that gathering, in that congregation, he has feared Allah, then because of him now, the whole congregation, the embrace will be accepted. That's why it's always good to pray in congregation. Sometimes you are not worthy that your prayer should be accepted, but because of the congregation, your prayer is accepted. And in the congregation, your prayer is accepted and multiplied by 27 times. If they tell you that you have a product, if you sell it where you are still now, you will get 1,000 naira. But if you go and sell it in the market somewhere there, you are going to get 27,000 naira. If you sit there in one place and sell it, no. That's why people believe that those, some ulama said, anybody who refuses to pray in Jama'ah, then he is not a faithful Muslim. Because he does not believe in what the Prophet has said. So this amana is normally on the Imam and all those surrounding him are in support. So Khalifat al-Uzma, this is when you have Kutub al-Aktab, because the human being has his body and has his soul. The soul can go about doing a lot of work. Even when he's sitting down, the soul can be in places doing a lot of work. So that's why the Prophet, even before coming to this world, his soul, his light is there doing work. Even now, the light is what is still giving strength to the whole world. The light of the Prophet. So this particular position, not everybody can go and hold it. But whoever helps it, what Allah and the world ask you to do, if you are doing it, then you are assisting that position. Some people, at any point in time in this world, there is somebody who is sitting on that position. At the time of Adam, Adam is one. Like that. Somebody who is alive, one person will sit on that position. Some people, they are just there for 3 hours, some just for 3 days, like Imam Nawawi. Some there people are there for a long time, like Sheikh Abba Tijani. At all the time. So let us be very careful. This is amana. Allah said, Inna aradna al-amanata ala samawati. The firmament, as big as it is, wal ardi, as earth, as expanse as it is, wal jibal, and mountain, as solid as it is, fa abayna an yahmilnaha. All of them said, no, Allah, we are afraid we cannot hold this amana. Fahamala al-insanu, mankind said, we can take it. Why? Innahu kana zaluman jahula. Zaluman, he is unjust to himself. There is two levels of injustice. Jahulan, he is ignorant. There are two levels of ignorance. There is a person who is unjust, deliberately unjust. This is supposed to be put here. Then you take it and put it here. This person is unjust. This one, he has to be punished by Allah. Like those who are unjust, what Allah asked them to do, they refuse to do it. This one, he has not obeyed Allah, he has not obeyed the Prophet. He is not among those that Allah said, وَمَنِ اِتَيْ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ. He is not among them. Where are they going to go? They are going to go to hell. There are those who are ignorant of Allah. If you are to ask them, worship Allah, he said, which Allah? We know Allah created the world, but if you are looking for wealth, go to this place, go to this jinn. If you are looking for to punish somebody, go to this jinn. Like that. Like you are finding people that are always saying they are performing miracles. Any person that you see, his aim always to perform miracles is with the evil people. Because when you are worshipping always, miracle is not something that you perform every day. The Prophet, miracle has emanated from him. But it's when there are situations that demand for it. Not all the time he's performing miracle. He wants to put his hand in the pocket and bring out money. He says, somebody is stealing money from him. So here, it's not all the time that you see them doing that. But there are people who are unjust, but their injustice here will be rewarded by the best place in paradise. Who are those? Allah says, stand up, pray. After praying, do nafila, fast. After fasting, do tadawwu'. Try to give zakah. After zakah, do tadawwu'. Try to go to Hajj. After Hajj, due to Tawi. They see other people resting. They say, no, I'm going to pray to Allah. They pray until they cannot take it anymore. They are unjust to themselves. They have food to eat. They just take it to the rest. They give it out. Like Sayyidina Ali. He has not eaten food. He has food. He's just allowed to eat it. Then somebody is at the door begging, say, take. This person is unjust to himself, but this injustice is the high, is injustice of wisdom. Then there are those that are also ignorant. Their ignorance is praiseworthy ignorance. Not ignorance that they don't know Allah has said what they should do. These people are the ones that they are making wicked. They are calling Allah. They will concentrate in calling Allah to the extent that they forgot about everything surrounding them. Their clothes, it does not matter to them. The kind of food they are eating doesn't matter to them. Their concentration is on Allah, calling Allah, making salat and prayer. Like Sheikh Ahmad Yani says, anytime you sit in front of Allah, you want to make zikr, or anytime you stand up to God, put your mind in what you are saying. Concentrate and pay attention to the words of Allah. There are people who are like that, that even when they are reading the Quran, they will see as if it is the Prophet reciting for them and they are hearing. At that time, they have forgotten about themselves. To the extent that when they forget about themselves, even if they enter anything, even if it's bad, they don't know because they are not thinking about themselves. Fa'ase Adam Rabbahu Fakaru. This was a situation that Allah said, we gave Adam trust and he forgot because he was busy looking at the countenance of Allah. He did not remember any other thing. The time that he went to eat from the tree, he went to eat, he had forgotten because what bothered him is just Allah. So there are people that, because they are bothered at the presence of Allah, they may even commit sin without even knowing that they committed. If you ask them, you did this, when did I do it? They will swear to you they did not do it because they are not aware of it. So when you have injustice at a level that will go to hell, you also have injustice that is praiseworthy. When you have ignorance, somebody who is ignorant of Allah, what he asks you to do, you have somebody that is ignorant of who Allah is. Because he has concentrated so much, he has forgotten about himself, forgotten about his food, forgotten about his wife. Like Sheikh Ibrahim Nias used to say, he said, we have students that are so immersed in making zikr of Allah that their wives come to complain to us that we don't see our husbands in the house. We have to ask them to go back to their wives compulsively before they think of their wives. He said, these are the kind of students I have. But somebody who is bothered only about what he's going to eat, which next position is he going to occupy, what next car is he going to buy, which next house is he going to stay in, greedy. This cannot be strength of saintly servants of Allah. And they are the ones that Prophet Muhammad said, وَلَا يَزَالُ يَتَقَرَّبُ عَبْدِ بِن نَوَابِي حَتَّى وَهِبُّ. They continue to be doing nafila to Allah, in fasting, in zikr, in salat, to the extent that they don't remember themselves. At this stage, all they are just saying is them in front of Allah. Then Allah said, at this stage, I will love you. فَيَذْهَابَبْتُهُ كُمْ سَمْهُ وَالَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ. When I now love him, he has no more hearing because he has forgotten about his own hearing. Whatever he hears is Allah that is hearing. Whatever he sees is Allah that is seeing. Whatever he touches is Allah that is touching. When he wants to do anything, it's Allah that will do it. These are the awliya of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So in our kana zaluman jahula.
ليعذب الله المنافقين والمنافقات والمشركين والمشركات ويتوب الله على المؤمنين والمؤمنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما.
ليعذب الله المنافقين والمنافقات والمشركين والمشركات ويتوب الله على المؤمنين والمؤمنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما. Just like you have said, إنه كان ظلوما جهولا. Those that are unjust, what Allah asked them to do, they did not do it. They are only worshipping their own passion. أفرأيت من اتخذ إله هواه. All that his mind wants is what he wants to do. Those that refuse to study and concentrate on Allah, but anytime they want to do something, they concentrate on themselves. They can take 1 hour to wash their car. They can take 1 hour to press their clothes. They can go to from distance to a long distance to get a tailor that will sew for them their special dress. But for them to pay attention to Allah and the Prophet, they don't pay attention. These ones, they are munafiqs. Liyu'adhiballahu al-munafiqina wal-munafiqati. For those hypocrites that claim to be for Allah, but in honesty,
what they are for is for themselves. And for those hypocrites, women, the same thing, that claim to be for Allah, but they're not for Allah, they are for themselves. Allah said, I have brought this trust so that I can fish them out. I brought this trust out so that I can fish those people out. As if Allah munafiqin al munafiqati, and then we can punish them properly. Wal mushrikeena wal mushrikati, those that claim that they are the ones that are holding tawhid, whereas they are the mushrik. Those that are mushrik themselves and those that claim to be holding tawhid and they are mushrik, all of them are put together, male and female. We have brought this amana out so that we can be able to fish those ones out, separate them, and then we punish them properly. وَيَتُوبَ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. No matter how you try, you can never achieve. But that you try, and you have tried, and Allah is seeing you try, Allah will forgive the remaining that you do. وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ وَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Here Allah said, وَيَتُوبَ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Those that have faith and believe in Allah, ثُمَّ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا ثُمَّ آمَنُوا وَحَسَنُوا. They believe in Allah, they try to do their utmost best concerning themselves, not bothering about others, not going about creating problems for others. They are trying, what can we do? We are hearing that Allah is saying this. When we stay before Allah, we say, Allahu Akbar, let it be Allahu Akbar. When we are worshiping Allah, let be a mass in our worship. They get to that stage, this group, they are the ones that faith in Allah. Wa atubu Allahu ala al-mu'minat. Allah, He has brought this amana to know those that believe in Him with utmost belief, so that He can forgive them, whether they are male or they are female. Wa kana Allahu, Allah, it is His habit, He has always been like that. Ghafuran, He is ever forgiving. Rahiman, He is ever merciful. So when you are worshipping, try your best. If you can't get to the utmost, just continue trying your best. Allah will forgive your deficiencies. Allah will have mercy on you. May Allah have mercy on all of us. Amen. This brings us to the end of this surah. That is 73 verses that Allah has started warning us through the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that we should fear Allah. Our leader, he was called, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that we should fear Allah. Know that always we are in war. From the beginning of your life to the end of your life is war. It's either a physical body is being fought by the environment, or your heart is being fought by those that are against you, or even Satan themselves. You also see this during us. We should try. Whatever Allah asks us to do, let's do it. Whatever the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asks us to do, let's do it. Let's always be with righteous people. The amana Allah has given us, whether we can carry it or not, we have already answered that we are going to carry it. Let us try our best to carry it. If we fail, Allah will forgive us for trying. May Allah forgive all of us.
الحمد لله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وله الحمد في الآخرة وهو الحكيم الخبير.
سورة الصبأ مكية وهي 54 آية. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وله الحمد في الآخرة وهو الحكيم الخبير. We have entered a new surah. This surah is one of the surahs that starts with Alhamdulillah. Any surah that starts with Alhamdulillah, we find out that it contains all the blessings of this world and the hereafter is put together in that surah. This surah is one of the five surahs in the Quran that starts with Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. The first surah that starts with Alhamdulillah is Fatihatul Kitab. It is one that opens this Quran. It's the opening chapter of the Quran. It says Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. The next surah is Suratul An'am. After about 1 foot of the Quran, Surah An'am came. Alhamdulillah, الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون. Here, that surah, it came after 1 quarter of the Quran. After another 1 quarter, nearly half, you have another surah that came with Alhamdulillah.
الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا ماكثين فيه أبدا. Again, after another one quarter of the Quran, we see another surah coming now. This one is Surah Sabai. Say, Alhamdulillah, in the middle of the Samawati, Mazal Khatma, Barah Alhamdulillah, Bil Akhira, Wal Hakim Al Khadir. After this, we are still going to meet another surah, the next surah, that's Alhamdulillah. Again, these five surahs are put in different places in the Quran to represent the five names of Allah that when you call, put together, it will transport you from the earth down to the presence of Allah. All the five names are in Surah Al-Fatiha Kitab. We have Rabb, Alhamdulillah, we have Allah, Alhamdulillah, the Rabb, Rabb Al-Alamin, the Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the Malik, Malik Yawm al-Din. Yes, these five names, they are the ones that are making controlling the movement of the child of Adam and the creation all the time, by these five names. So from Surah Al-Fatiha to Kitab, the five names are there, and Fatiha to Kitab is like the whole of the Quran put together. Everything in the Quran, you can trace it back to Fatiha to Kitab. Then after that, the first surahs, following Fatiha to Kitab, you will be talking of Allah, 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 the first name in this Fatiha to Kitab. You find Allah, La ilaha illa Allah, in Qayyum. La ta'hu sallallahu alif lam mim, Allah, La ilaha illa Allah, in Qayyum. Just Allah, Allah, Allah. Then by the time one fifth of the surah of the Quran has been finished, we are starting next one quarter of, after one quarter of one fifth. Then you come to another, Alhamdulillah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Anu Jaya Rasulullah, Anu Jaya Here you're talking, Allah, we're talking about creation and Rabb. Creation and their orderliness. Creation and their orderliness. That's Rabbu, Rabbu, Rabbu. Then after another one quarter again, you find the next surah of Alhamdulillah will come. Alhamdulillah, الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه. Before that, you find الله الرحمن الرحمن الرحمن. When you come to Surah Maryam, الرحمن الرحمن, it's plenty there. You are talking of الرحمن, the mercy of Allah, the mercy of Allah, which we learn like that. Then, until you come to this surah. From this surah now, it is talking of الرحيم, الرحيم, الرحيم. Then after some time, if you go to Al-Malik, the Surah Al-Fatiha, instead of being put at the end of the Quran, it is brought down here to start it, not at the end, like the others are put at the end, because from beginning, from down in the Quran, the surahs are small, small surahs. So for those of us who are learning the Quran and we are not very strong, our knowledge is not strong, we start with small, small surahs. That's why you find it is taking and from Surah Al-Fatiha, from just after the surah, we find Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, you see that that is what happened. So this Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah 5 is to connote these secret names of Allah. Allah, Rabbu, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik. That are in Fatiha, that make the Fatiha so powerful. With it, you start from the, from Kaibu. You are not in front of Allah when you say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and it will transport you to the presence of Allah and you say Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. So this is the Surah Sabai, with four verses. It was written to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he was in Mecca, and it starts like this: Alhamdulillah alladhi lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard wa lahu alhamdu bil akhirah wa huwa al-hakim al-khabir. Alhamdulillah, praise, the praise is to Allah. الَّذِي لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ, the one that everything that you see in the firmament belongs to. وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, whatever you see in the earth belongs to. وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ, even in the hereafter, the praise is for him in Akhira. وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ, anything that you see that comes from Allah or you see in the existence is with wisdom that Allah put it there. الْخَبِيرُ, Allah is one that is well informed. Here, Alhamdulillah is the first worship that the child of Adam knew, that the creation knew. It's also going to be the last worship that the children of Adam, that the creations will know. In this world, today, all of us are saying, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. We are praying, we are fasting, we are making zakah, we are going on hajj, we are asked not to commit zina, we are asked not to do this. By the time we get to paradise, all these things will stop. Only two worship will remain in the hereafter. The two worship that will remain in the hereafter is Alhamdulillah and marriage, nikah. These are the only two worship that will remain in the hereafter. Alhamdulillah and nikah. And this Alhamdulillah, in the hereafter, it will be said in six places. When the hereafter is put together, then the first level is to separate the criminals from the obedient servants of Allah. 1,000 years of Al Qur'an removed. It is from here you find the woman, they will say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, and then the Najina and Al-Qur'an came to you. They will thank Allah for taking them away from the people that are unbelievers. Then they will come to the Sirat. At the Sirat, again, they are going to say Alhamdulillah. Then after the Sirat, they will come to the time they are at the door of the paradise. Again here, they are going to say Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Hadana, Rabbi Hadha. We thank Allah that guided us, which is guidance we came to the, today to the door of paradise. We are going to enter paradise. When they enter paradise and they see the paradise, Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah that has made us to inherit this vast land of paradise. Because the minimum paradise for a person that day is one that the whole of this world and 10 of it is for him. That's the minimum paradise. Then when they are taken inside their houses, they will be put to place now. When they enter their own homes in paradise, they will say, Alhamdulillah, Allah makawat min bandihi. We thank Allah that made us to enter our houses out of His virtue, not out of any work we have done. Then finally, when the time they are given anything to eat, or they look at it, after they eat, they say, Wa akhirahu alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. These are the six places where the child of Adam is saying Alhamdulillah in the hereafter. Only two worship will remain in the hereafter, Alhamdulillah and marriage. This Ummah, Allah has described this Ummah as Ummah al-Hammaduna. An Ummah that always they are saying Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. When they are going to eat, when they wake up in the night, Alhamdulillah. When they pray, Alhamdulillah. When they are wearing their clothes, Alhamdulillah. When they eat, Alhamdulillah. When they finish eating, Alhamdulillah. If they are entering in any very good, Alhamdulillah. When they come down, Alhamdulillah. When something good meets them, Alhamdulillah. When evil meets them, Alhamdulillah. Because they know everything is from Allah. So let us all learn to say Alhamdulillah. That's what Allah is saying here, that the praise is for Allah. This one, that everything in the environment is for Him. Everything on the earth is for Him. Even in the hereafter, the praise is for Him. And everything that He has gotten, He has made from was a khalalakum ma bis samawati wa ma bil ardi jami'an minhu. Everything Allah said, He has indeed subjected to you, whether in the environment or on the earth. So let us be thankful to Allah. Anytime we have anything, we should thank Allah and always be grateful to God. That is this worship. Let us get used to it. In hereafter, it will also be our worship. May Allah forgive all of us.
It's a question here. Somebody wants to know the status of the prayer that is Salah, or the one who holds Wayne during Salah.
If he holds Wayne and it will not disturb him from completing all the variety of Salah, the Salah is there. But it's best when he finds that the wind is strong, he should leave and go and look at patient. But there are those that are always having a subconscious thought that wind is coming, wind is coming. If they start Salah again, it will be like that. They are not the one. Those ones, they should not leave Salah until they are certain that they have had wind come out or they smell it.
He also wants to know whether it is good to purchase shares, mutual funds, or funds in bank.
As much as possible, try to avoid buying shares in banks. Because most of the shares in banks that you buy, they are going to be used directly for the bank. But there are companies that are not dealing with the bank. But at the end, their money will also end up in bank. But at least don't be a primary dealer in the bank. Dealing primarily in the bank is the bank. The bank directly deals primarily in bank. Again, those some people are saying, can we work in bank? You can work in bank. Because if there is no Muslim working in bank, then we, our own money too is there, they will be cheated. All this thing there is not an easy thing. Whether you buy share in bank or you buy share in corporate companies, all of them will still end up in bank. Even your salary will end up in the bank. Even your salary that you left in the bank is also being used to trade in the bank. This is why you have to stand up. Whatever it is, it's a sin. But if you have no choice, then know that you are sinning and ask Allah to forgive you. Know that what you are doing is correct.
He also wants to know that if yes, is there a zakah on investment on the purchase of shares, mutual funds, or funds in the market? If there is, what percentage?
Any money that you are using in trading, that is money, then you have to pay zakah. The zakah of money is 2.5% every year. It's like a person who is selling wares in the market. Every year he should total all his wares and he should take zakah of 2.5%. But once in a year, because that's what you are using to trade. But if you are his houses that you have, even if those houses are on rent, you don't pay zakah on houses. If you have vehicles you have, you don't pay zakah on vehicles that are making transport for you. But the money that come out from it and you are putting them in the bank, from this money you pay zakah on them. May Allah forgive all of them. May Allah strengthen our faith. May Allah grant us this Ramadan. May Allah grant us the Qadr. May Allah bring peace to our country. May Allah bring peace to our homes. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah reward all our ulama. May He reward our sheikhs. May He reward Sahabat for us. May Allah strengthen Muslims and Islam. May Allah strengthen us with the love of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah grant us seeing the Prophet in this world and the other. May Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين اياك نعبد واياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين امين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح الماضي خاتم ما سبق ناصر الحق الحق والهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى اله حق قدره مقدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين Are you here?
Okay.
Take a mark for.
Yeah.
I'll send the free alarm.